This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
We're going to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise to you, O God. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Praise to you, wonderful Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the Eucharist. Thank you for your people.
Father, we pray that you breathe upon this broadcast. When the Father breathes, he breathes the Holy Spirit. May the wind of the north blow the rain of the Holy Spirit upon you. Today there is nothing like the love of God, the glory of God, the peace and the joy, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is here, on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. In heaven, there is no worry, there is no fear, there is just an ease in the Spirit. Today we pray that God brings an ease upon your life. Jesus loves you and he sees you and he knows you intimately, as if you were the only person in this world. For I know the plans I have for you. God has such marvelous plans for your life. And today Jesus wants to blow a fresh wind upon you.
I know the plans I have for you. Yes, for you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. Oh, yes. Turn yourself over to Jesus today. He is the good shepherd. He lays down his life for the sheep. We are his sheep. We love him because we know his voice. I'm reading from the 10th chapter of St. John. So Jesus said to them, verse 7, truly, truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits. He's talking about the Pharisees, so many of them. But the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. He is the gate. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He is the narrow gate that brings life. And the scripture says, few choose it. Choose the narrow gate today. His name is Jesus. He is the gate, the narrow gate that leads to the Heavenly Father. It's all about Jesus. Let's continue. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. And will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, to kill, to destroy. Are you feeling that you're being destroyed? Are you feeling that you're being bothered? Are you feeling that you are being stolen from or to be killed? Are you feeling being killed? This is the job of the thief. His name is Satan. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. That's why he came, so that we would have life and have it more abundantly, because we entered into the gate, we entered into the way, we entered into the narrow gate. His name is Jesus, and he leads us to the Father. It's all about Jesus. So we started today by singing in the Spirit, because we want to praise God, because he's worthy of our praise. Do you know that today? Have you praised him yet? Have you said, I thank you, Lord? Have you said, I love you, Lord? Have you said, I'm with you, Lord? Have you said, I come through the narrow gate? You are the narrow gate. I come through you, and you bring me to the Father. Have you done that today? If not, do it now. Do it now. The anointing is on you today to choose Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The anointing is on you today, but you need to make the choice. If you do not make the choice, well, you're lost. You're lost. And there's no need of being lost. When we choose Jesus, when we enter into the narrow gate, when we enter into the way, we choose Jesus.
What's the best part of being lost, Father?
The best part of being lost is being found. That's the best part of being lost, that we're found in the blood of the Lamb. We see that we were the people that he shed his blood for. We are the people that he went to the cross for. We are the people whom he rose from the dead for us, for you, and for your salvation. It's all about Jesus. Oh, I love the blood of the Lamb. We cannot continue preaching unless we preach the blood. That blood saves us. That blood heals us. That blood gives us victory. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
And Father says you need to make a choice. You see, in the spiritual realm, there's no neutrality. There's two kingdoms. You either choose Jesus and you belong to him, or if you don't make a choice, you belong to the powers of Satan. When Jesus said the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, he's talking about both Satan, but then the Pharisees in false doctrines, because you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. So by people saying God gave you sickness, God wants you to be poor, God doesn't have a plan for you. You know, that is how wolves come in sheep's clothing to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come to give you life and life abundantly. I have come to give you life and life abundantly. To be saved means Jesus wants to save you in every area of your life. Each and every part of your life, Jesus wants to raise you up to the heavenly dimensions with him. Jesus wants to fill you and imbue you with the love of God. Jesus cares about each and every area of your life. Jesus cares about each and every area of your soul and your heart. Jesus wants to bring each and every part of you into his love. And he brings you into his love by ownership. What is holiness? Holiness is ownership. Today, how much of your life does Jesus own? There's two types of holiness. Is Jesus, I want this and that, help me with it. And we pray for the help of God. And that is so amazing, and God loves that. But there's another level. When you give God over your life, you give Jesus over your will. You say, Father, not my will, but your will be done. And you say, Jesus, I don't care what it looks like. I don't care about anything except serving you. And I give everything to you. But when you give everything to Jesus, then you have freedom. Then he gives you back freedom, and he blows upon your life, and you begin to move with the Spirit of God, because there's nothing blocking him. Those who are led by the Spirit are sons of God. So we pray, Holy Spirit, Blow upon your people. Holy Spirit, fuse yourself into their mind today and just heal their memory. Jesus, fuse yourself into their intellect and give them the thoughts of heaven. Father, fuse yourself into their will and embolden the people to do your will and release your power into them today.
Take, Lord, receive all my liberty, my memory, understanding, my entire will. Give me only your love and your grace. That's enough for me. Your love and your grace are enough for me. Take, Lord, receive, all is yours now. Dispose of it wholly according to your will. Give me only your love and your grace. That's enough for me. Your love and your grace are enough for me. John 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired man, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. I tell you, are you one of the hired hands? Are you one of the shepherds? Yes, you say, I'm not a priest. You shepherd your family. Everyone has shepherd something. You shepherd your children. You shepherd your family. That's it. Are you a good shepherd? We see in the 43rd chapter, I believe, of Isaiah, talking about shepherds that feed themselves and not the flock. It's not about feeding ourselves. It's about feeding the flock, our children, with love, with grace, with anointing. You know, often I say to people, when you go home, I want you to hug your children. I want you to hug them and let them know that you love them. I remember Uncle Vincent, before he was baptized in the Holy Spirit, he was firm. He was loud. He was not loving. When he received the baptism of the Spirit, he cried and went to his children and hugged them and loved them and told them, I love you. It was all because he had received the baptism of the Spirit. What about you today? What are you doing with your children? Are you reprimanding them alone? Listen, it's all about love. Your children need to know that you love them, whether they are good or whether they're on a track of sin. They need to know that you love them and that you support everything that is good in them. These are the things that we need to do. You say, but I've never hugged my children. Start now. Start now. Just hug them. You don't have to say any words. Just have to hug them and close them, make them close to your heart. This is real stuff. Will you do it, is the aid. Will you do it? Will you hug your children and let them know that you love them and that they are your children? They are your sheep. They hear your voice. and they follow you.
To be strong is to be filled with love. Even as a man, to be strong is to be filled with love, because the love of God defeats the enemy. The love of God melts away all the darts of the enemy. The love of God puts God's power within you. God created us to live out of our heart, not out of our mind, to live with a passion. You know, Jesus had compassion on people he came across who were sick and oppressed. And through that compassion, he used the passion of his love to heal the people and just reset them to the order of why God created you. Jesus will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Jesus, how did the apostles learn from Jesus? They just watched him. How do your children learn from you? They just watch you. And they watch you. And you know, if you're a man, God wants to turn you into Jesus. If you're a woman, God wants to turn you into an archetype of the Blessed Mother. Jesus has so much love for you today, but you need to receive it and then pour it out upon everyone you come across. We all have people who shepherd us. Father Tom shepherds me. And then God gives us people to shepherd. You have shepherds, and then you're called to be a shepherd. And, you know, there's nothing greater than God trusting you with souls, God trusting you with new life, God trusting you with the kingdom of God. The first words that Adam said, a mystic said, when he was born, he looked and he said, God, my Father, author of my life. You see, when Jesus says, when the Bible says, I have a plan for you, it's because Jesus already wrote your life. He already authored the perfect life he has for you. And he's just waiting for you to come into his will and let him operate through you. Let him put his love into you. We don't love with human love. We receive the love of God and we release it. And we let God take us right into the life he planned for us.
I am the Good Shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. It is so important to know that the shepherd cares for the sheep, lays down his life for the sheep. Like you're going across the street when you have one of your children with you and they're close to a car that's coming, you pull them away. You might get hit, but you pull them away because you love them. You do not want anything to happen to them. You would take the pain rather than to give your children the pain. How many times have I heard from parents, I need to take their pain. I don't want them to be in pain any longer because I love them.
And that's what Jesus did for you.
Exactly. Jesus took the pain. Jesus took the rap. Jesus was crucified in your place, in my place. It's all about love. You see, the good shepherd loves the sheep. He calls the sheep by name. He doesn't call you 834-589. That's the world. We've all got numbers in our head. How many numbers do you have? I have a number for my telephone. I have a number for my bank account. I have a number for when I was born. It's not about numbers. It's about love. It's about love. We are filled with numbers. What is your social security number? They don't care about me. They want to know the last four digits of my social security number. That's what they do in the bank. You want to know why? Because they are not the shepherd. They are working for money. And so they want the last four digits of your social security number. Don't be like that. Don't be like that. Love your children. Don't care about what they've done. Forgive them. Let them know you forgive them and that you love them and that you have a plan for their lives.
That God has a plan for their lives. And you're just standing in the place of Jesus for them and everyone you come across. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And we not only love our children, we love our enemies. You know, it's supernatural when I'm out and I'm preaching and someone will start yelling at me, or they'll say, "Hail Satan," I'll tell them, "Hail Mary." But they'll be so aggressive and mean. I tell them, like, "I would die for you right now. I would die for you to come into the kingdom of God." And it's not even me. It's that supernatural love that Jesus has put in me. Because I know that Jesus has saved me and forgiven me for everything. That for all of eternity, I'm going to be with him. But he is within me now. And he is fused within me. And the thoughts I have are being given to me from the Lord. The emotions and the feelings and the life I live has been given to me from Jesus. Because it's no longer I who live, but Christ Jesus who lives through me, who lives through you. And Christ Jesus gives you supernatural power, but that power is in the love of God. We are called to speak the truth in love. We are called to bring people into the love of God, into the anointing of God. What separates Christians from the world? It's a love. You can hear the love of God in someone's voice. You can see it upon their face. It radiates off them. It's a glory of God. There is no faking the love of God. But we don't love with human love. You see, Jesus lives inside of us. And he, when he owns your life, he releases his supernatural love into you. His supernatural love into you. And then you carry that love of God and you get to go and you release it. You get to release it. No greater love than this. To lay down one's life for one's friends, for one's enemies, for any person. Because everyone is created by God. But when you receive Jesus, you become a child of God. When you become a child of God, you receive the Father's inheritance. But every soul is more valuable than creation. So today, would you lay down your life for your children, for your enemies, for anyone so that they come into the kingdom of God? Because that is what Jesus did for each and every one of us. And Jesus came to be an archetype of how we are to live, how we are to operate, how we are to love. Father, we pray right now that that love of God is just released upon everyone on the airways. Jesus, you came to reveal the Father's heart. Just reveal the Father's heart by the power of the Holy Spirit upon every person listening. Jesus loves you so much. He knows you so intimately. He knows every hair on your head, every freckle on your face, every pain in your heart. And today, Jesus, his only wish is for you to surrender to him so he can fill you with his love and his healing.
His love and his healing. The hired hand runs away when he sees the wolf, because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. He cares for the money he's going to receive by being a hired hand. And then the Word of God says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." This knowledge is experiential knowledge. Adam knew Eve, and in 9 months they gave it a name. I know my own, and my own know me. Do you know? I'm going to tell you something. Are you a shepherd? Do you smell like the sheep? Because the shepherd smells like the sheep, because he's in close contact to them. I'm going to tell you the truth. Do you smell like the sheep? When people come and tell you their woes and their pain, do you feel a little of it in your heart? I'm not saying that you take it on, but that you have compassion. Anthony talked about compassion. Compassion means to suffer with. Oh, yes, the hired hand does not have compassion. He's waiting for Friday to get his money on Friday evening. The hired hand is not the shepherd of the sheep. He's just there for money. But the shepherd loves the sheep. The shepherd smells like the sheep. The shepherd leads the sheep. The shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
Father, pray for God to release his love.
Father, in Jesus' name, release the love of God into your people. For you are the shepherd. You are the great shepherd, Jesus. Release your love in them. Let them know today how much you love them. Let them know today that you call them by name, by name. I remember once when I woke up, I heard my name being called. It was Tommy. God was calling me by name. Do you know that he called you by name? God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.